It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm not a marijuana guy.
They're so nice. Me as their spokesman, because I'm nice.
Oh, my God. I think I just my pants.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Sometimes I don't know what order I'm going to play them in, but they all kind of work out. 877-365-3636. You can go to the website, wjfk.com. Download our podcast, which, as of last week, 19th in the country for comedy podcasts.
Very cool.
Being downloaded, and we were on iTunes. We were spotlighted on the iTunes, which is...
on the front page,
you know,
yeah.
I don't know how it works, but it's cool to see it.
We're happy.
I slipped him a 20.
I like to see Oprah and me on the same page.
Who doesn't?
I do, too.
Yes, and of course, that's Oprah's Dirty Stand-Up. That's another one of the fabulous podcasts. Uh-huh. You can post your thoughts, and coming soon, MikeO'MaraShow.com. We're very excited about what we're going to be doing. Some very neat stuff on there. Nothing particularly innovative, but stuff everybody else does, and we're very excited about that. Oh, you think it's going to be innovative?
You're
huh?
reinventing the wheel.
Really?
Oh, yes, and making it better.
Rob says that, I'll just tell you this. It's a little sneak behind the curtain.
Yes.
The new website.
Yes.
TheMikeO'MaraShow.com.
Yes.
Time travel.
That's very cool. Not everybody has it on their website.
Enough said. And maybe too much already.
Speaking of the internet, very briefly, got on some of those websites again. And I think this is important to say this. I reacted last week to some of the stuff that was critical of one of our shows. Mm-hmm. I think it was the ghost lady that we had on. Mm-hmm. And I thought about it. I don't think it's real important to come on and always be correcting yourself. But I thought about it. And some of the people were saying, geez, you know, it's just one little comment. And you know, it really was. And I think reacting to it is everything I have always said that I don't want to do. Mm-hmm. And I'm just here to say I don't want to do that anymore.
Good.
I am really glad that this show and this new show after the old show is getting enough interest where people are talking about it all the time.
Very nice.
Yeah. And I don't care, you know, what you say. It's my job as a host of this show to really distance myself from that.
Mm-hmm.
I can go on there and read it all day long, and I might not like what I read.
Right.
But I think to come back in here and bitch and whine and complain when I'm absolutely delighted that I've got this opportunity given to me by CBS to do this show. And I'm also delighted that, good, bad, or ugly, that people on the Radio Gods website, to be specific, because that's the one I talked about, are talking about it.
Sure,
and,
of course.
You know, if this is an apology for bitching those people out, fine, because I don't care. I think I was wrong to get on and just go, me. You know what? If they're talking about you, that's a good thing. Knock yourselves out. Come over to the lawn in the spring. Have a picnic.
Enjoy.
Come back. Enjoy yourself. You know, and I'll come out and I'll drink wine with you. Yeah. Bring wine and enjoy yourself. Really.
Bring a basket of peaches.
You know, if that is what your kick is, my favorite passage in the Bible, judge not lest ye be judged. It's the same way with what you enjoy, what you do for your entertainment. If you're at work or you're at home and you're talking about the show when I'm doing the show, that's fine, too. I don't give a rat's ass.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourselves. Knock yourselves out.
Enjoy.
Because you know what? Whether anybody tells you or not, we all go to all those websites. We all do because we all care. Because when you do a show like this, at the end of the day, when you get home, you want to know what people are saying about
how they do.
And
how
what
do.
People are talking about. So, you know, for my little whining session, I apologize for that, but that's neither
here nor
there. What the hell? No big whoop.
Yeah.
And, you know, even if you don't have a motorcycle, come out to Hogfest 2008 on Friday.
It'll be fun.
I'm a very excited boy about that. Here's our exciting Hollywood news that we know what this means. Listen to this. Yeah, it's over as soon as it begins. Buzz me.
Oh, but so many people want to know.
Ooh.
you wouldn't deny them this knowledge, would you?
Johnny Depp.
Uh-huh.
I will say
okay.
No.
Well, you'd be wrong.
Really?
New book out next
He's
month.
He's like BDK?
I would make that
In
comparison.
In many,
with,
many ways.
I wouldn't make that comparison with anyone.
Johnny Depp doesn't need that.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't need to be better endowed.
If it's true, it isn't fair, is it?
It isn't fair at all.
Hollywood Babylon, It's Back, is the name of this new book about celebrity sex and scandals, and here are some of the juicy nuggets.
Okay, and then one of these nuggets has...
He was more of a swordsman. He was known as Donkey D.
Donkey!
Which, donkey!
Of course, rhymes with stick.
Oh, look at you, Depp. You got all that going on down there. Ew, isn't that special? Boy, Pirates of the Caribbean. Jack Sparrow, you got a Budweiser can down there.
You know who else didn't need it and got it anyway?
Who?
Sean Connery.
Well, see, that's different.
Before
with Sean Connery, it's cool.
You sort of expect that from Sean Connery.
No, yeah, with Sean Connery, that's
the old queen.
That's fine. No, you know what I mean?
I guess
Sean Connery. Yeah, what do you mean you guess? I'm going to throw something at you. Sean Connery, the old James Bond.
Right.
He's old enough now.
Sure,
it doesn't matter. Johnny Depp is the pretty boy.
Yeah.
Know that does all the weird. Quirky Johnny Depp roles. Ooh.
Well, when he was younger, Sean Connery had a license to thrill. He actually posed nude before he was famous at art studios for money, and somebody who had the pleasure of drawing him said, and I quote, "It was the biggest I've ever seen. It made me drop my charcoal pencil."
I just burped up some biscuit.
That biscuit is going to plague you throughout the show.
No, I was working up my Sean Connery. What I'll do is I'll pose for you. But you got to let me show my twig and berries. Take a look at the size of this. They don't have to go to the Amazon to find the giant anaconda.
Oh, you only do nudes?
Only nudes.
Would and you I'd like a to towel do, or a
my
robe?
Next Bond film, I'd like to be totally nude.
How about just crotchless?
Gold finger. Yeah, brown finger.
Well, also in this book, Hollywood Babylon, it's back. Marilyn Monroe, it says, nailed Ronald Reagan.
Oh.
It's not clear if he was married or to which wife at the time, but she also did some girl-on-girl with Joan Crawford, Marilyn Monroe did.
That's hot.
That, according to the book, didn't last. Monroe told...
Did you say girl-on-girl with Joan Crawford?
Marilyn Monroe, Joan Crawford.
You know, when you see Mommy Dearest, they do allude to the fact that she was...
A little butch.
She was into the whole sex thing, you know?
Oh, you
when
should...
she does Steve Forrest in the shower.
Well, not only that, but she liked to do all her directors. She liked to do all her leading men.
She was a big-time whore.
Up until when she was old and scary.
And she was doing Whatever Happened to Baby Jane.
That's right, Alfred Steele.
Well, after Marilyn Monroe's experience with Joan Crawford, Marilyn told Shelley Winters, and I quote, "She had bad breath."
Oh,
that's
no.
Nasty.
Don't say that about me, girl.
Yes,
besides, says Marilyn, she wanted to do things to me that no woman should do to another
woman. Oh, interesting.
I knew you'd like it.
To Christina, Christopher, bring mommy's strap on.
Speaking of same-sex love from that same book, Elvis Presley and Nick Adams, who played Johnny Yuma in the TV series The Rebel, allegedly.
I don't know who that is, but I'm sure the large-headed gentleman across from me knows who we're talking about.
You would know Nick Adams from the from Rebel Without a Cause. He was his friend in Rebel, and James Dean, no.
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 Sorry. What year is it?
Yes, exactly.
Early 60s.
You might know Nick Adams if you saw him, but I've...
It's 1,000 years ago.
That rumor has been a long-standing rumor, one that I don't subscribe to.
I don't think Elvis would do that. I don't think Elvis would do that because of his whole posse thing.
They were all
redneck bigot guys, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty clear. He hated those that were different.
Yeah, he wouldn't. I think he wouldn't do that based on the whole peer group thing. But also, when you're talking about the narcotics... And you get Elvis in a special situation where he's away from the Memphis
rock and roll lifestyle.
Yeah, but
maybe.
This is
you never know.
The Nick Adams thing, that's younger Elvis.
That's right.
Before the narcotics really kicked in.
Experimental days.
Well, yeah, want to go up to Brokeback Mountain with me, man?
Just on the roads, Jack.
And then there's Desi Arnaz and Cesar Romero.
We've heard this one.
Sure.
Romero Batman
was the Joker in the old Batman TV series.
Hi, this is Cesar Romero. I'd love to sleep with Elvis.
Do you remember? No.
Of course.
Do you remember when we had Cesar Romero? No, better. It was the Riddler, Frank Gorshin.
Right.
And
Frank
Gorshin asked him about it.
And he didn't want to talk about it.
Hung up the phone, screamed it was an insult to him.
Yeah, I don't want
to
talk about that.
Yeah. And Dixie Riddle Cups.
I want to talk about Dixie Riddle Cups. What kind of question? What kind of crap is that? You want to know about that? That's a Cesar Romero being gay. I swear to God, I'll knock your socks off. You boys are disgusting.
Are you eating cake in your brass room?
Yes, I'm the late Frank Gorshin and the late Cesar Romero.
And the late Desi Arnaz.
And the late Burgess Meredith.
Speaking of
they're all gone, Batman. Cesar Romero, Buzz.
And speaking of Desi, as we also were, his future wife at the time, Lucille Ball, allegedly...
I loved hopping into bed with him.
That's what I hear, Cesar.
Yes. There was nothing like an afternoon at home with a star.
What is that on your lip under the white makeup?
That's my mustache. I refuse to shave it to play the role of the Joker, Batman.
Who are you?
I'm Cesar Romero. Where's Desi? Desi, come on, let's drop the soap.
Anyway, the book says Lucille Ball allegedly got her start in show business as a hooker.
Desi, have you seen my lube?
Oh, no.
Hello. Caesar's Where's my lube? Special Caesar Romero lube? I left it right next to my Craftmatic adjustable bed. There's nothing like making love. Hello.
Hello.
I'm Caesar Romero.
Yes?
There's nothing quite like making love to Desi Arnaz Jr. Or is it senior?
Senior.
Desi Senior.
That's right.
You'll say Babaloo when you make love to that nasty Cuban on a Craftmatic adjustable bed. It's just delightful, Boz.
Well, speaking of juniors, James Dean, and I quote, had a disconcerting interest in a 12-year-old boy in the early 50s.
Oh, now that's not me. Not my style. I like them to be over the age of 18, Batman.
In a tuxedo?
In a tuxedo. That's the way I roll.
At the Club Tropicana?
The Club Tropicana with Desi Arnaz. Why don't you ask me who I am?
Who are you?
I'm Caesar Romero. yes, Buzz.
Director Elia Kazan says James Dean's sexual appetites were, and I quote, sick and unhealthy.
It's Ilya.
Sorry about that.
Ilya Kazan. Oh, I betted him as well.
All these guys.
Did you?
Anyway.
All of the boys used to come to my trailer. I had a specialty Craftmatic adjustable bed inside.
Was it a Craftmatic adjustable trailer?
It was. I said, Ilya, Desi, which position would you like? And I didn't mean sexual. I meant the adjustment on the Craftmatic, of course.
Who are you?
I'm Caesar Romero.
Wow.
You bastards.
There's also something in the book about a person or persons taking, shall we say, erotic liberties with Judy Garland's corpse after she died. It's in the book. That stopped the show, didn't it?
Jesus.
I'd like to send this one out to Miss Garland.
Oh, my God.
Hollywood Babylon, It's Back is the name of the book.
You know how to stop a room.
I suddenly stopped doing that.
It's what I do.
My Caesar Romero. Where's Judy Garland's body? Dead. Bring it to my trailer. I'm wearing my special Alice Cooper makeup.
Do you like Alice Cooper?
I love Alice Cooper.
Who are you?
I'm Caesar Romero.
The book is out June 1st.
Very good. Look forward to it, Buzz Burbank.
Oh, George, Mr. Sulu Takai, is rushing to the altar with his longtime man friend now that, at least for the time being, same-sex marriage is legal in California.
You're working me overtime.
I am, and I'm proud of that fact.
You really are. Well, yes.
Let's see. You can add Star Trek legend T'Kai to the list of celebrities who plan to walk the aisle now.
Ooh, good legislation.
Now, Sulu, you
can't do that one with the voice. Sorry.
Now, you had
sounded fine to me.
A run-in with him that involved odor, didn't you?
We had back in this studio, I believe it was in Fairfax. Or was it the morning show?
I think it was. It must have been at WAVA because I never met
him. Was it at WAVA?
Maybe, yeah.
All I know is he was sitting next to me, and it was a combination of, it was almost like garlic. It was definitely breath, though.
Uh-huh.
Good morning, Mr. Sulu.
Oh.
Good morning. You seem to have a very unusual breath.
And then, of course, you know, later we'd all find out, you know, God knows what that smell was.
Yeah. George
T'Kai came out in 2005. He plans to marry his longtime man friend, Brad Altman.
I am a gay American.
It was such a shock when he came out.
It was indeed. No one ever thought that I was.
So it's Mr. Sulu and Mr. Sulu. Right.
Captain, shall I set a course for the planet gay?
Quoting Sulu, our California dream is a reality. We are overjoyed. At long last, the barrier to full marriage rights for same-sex couples has been torn down. We are all equal with citizens of our state.
Yes, beam me up, Captain. I only hope that William Shatner and Mr. Spock can come to the festivities.
Priceline.
Should be big fun.
Priceline.
Tighter jerseys. Tighter jersey tops for the uniforms, please. Please.
And it's 2008. Do you know where your boy George is?
Oh, who cares?
He's hanging out a booth in a London mall selling T-shirts. We hear from his clothing line, Be Rude.
All right, bollocks.
One of the shirts reads, quote, Paris Hilton sucks.
That's nice.
This is how he's making his living.
Well, at least he's not in the hooscow. At least he's not in jail. And the one thing that I always knew about Boy George that not a lot of people know, unless you get up right next to him, met him in person, Prince's Trust Rock concert a million years ago. He is huge. He's tall. And I don't mean down there.
Oh, I see.
He is like 6'4". He's
really?
Massive. He's a tall guy, and that's the most...
You never would have guessed that.
You think he's a little guy, you know, it's like, comic chameleon. He's actually a big, tall drink of water.
And now he's selling T-shirts just like Joe Ardinger.
George O'Dowd.
That's right.
Very
real
nice
man.
Guy. Mm-hmm.
Britney Spears is not pregnant, after all. She and her dad are still in Costa Rica with Mel Gibson and his wife. At least that's
actually, excuse me, Buzz, that's the wrong kind of applause. It should
I
be
think
this.
So.
She's not pregnant.
A smattering.
Mm-hmm. She really did go to somewhere with Mel Gibson?
Yeah, with her dad and Mel Gibson, yes.
Oh.
Costa Rica. Spending
with Father
a little...
Randy.
See, as soon as I heard that story, it sounded like she is, like, you know, doing the nasty with Mel Gibson on his private jet going over to Australia.
Some people jump to that conclusion, but that is, in fact, not the case, at least as far as we know.
She went with Daddy.
Yeah.
Did they fly in a private jet?
And Mel Gibson. Yes, they did.
Oh, all right.
The Gibson Air 2000.
But the paparazzi have caught up with them in Costa Rica, got some nice shots of Britney in the ocean with some delightful candy coating around her midsection.
He's got to be tapping that.
You think?
He's got to be.
With his wife there?
I don't know. He's Mel Gibson. Why would he show an interest, really? Because he feels sympathy because of his whole drunken anti-Semitic rave out that he's trying to... What is the whole connection with these two? Do we know?
No one seems to understand. One theory that they floated out on The View, which is a wonderful show.
Oh, yes, I love The View.
They would know.
You old queen.
Is that he feels that he should counsel her in her tough times, and that's why...
I bet he does, and I bet he, like, takes Dad to the front of the plane and gives him, like, 15 Bloody Marys, and then it's like, Brittany, you know, that kind of twitchy, legal...
yes, exactly.
Lethal Weapon Mel Gibson. Uh-huh. Hey, Brittany, you want to come back to the, you know... I'd like to show you the back of the plane, if that's possible. And I bet he's got one of those big ones. Is he one of those big, like, G5s, one of those big private jets,
too? Oh, the jet. Oh, yeah, no, I don't know.
I bet he's got a 737. Yeah, would you like to come back here? Okay, we're only 13 hours from Australia, and, you know... I bet he's banging her.
We have pictures, good pictures of her on the beach on the website.
Yeah, if you like.
And is he anywhere near her?
No, just pictures of her. And she looks like she could be pregnant. She looks like she could be with child.
A little tummy there, nothing serious.
No, she's just a load.
Hard to tell.
Yeah. Dirty feet.
On the beach, dirty feet.
Clean or sober, she still grosses me out.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Did Jessica Simpson's father beg Tony Romo to attend Ashley's wedding with her? That's the question I pose to you, Mike O'Mara.
What do you think, Mike?
I think Tony Romo, I think there's a certain category of star effer that are jock guys or musicians that like to have the women that are in the tabloids on their arm. Uh-huh. I think John Mayer is a classic example. You know, if that relationship lasts between him and Jennifer Aniston, uh-huh, I'll be amazed. I think Tony Romo is the same. You have Carrie Underwood, uh-huh, Jessica Simpson. He likes to have the famous women. That's his trip.
Sure,
that's his rush.
Yeah.
So I bet it might have happened. He dumped her already, and then Daddy Simpson wanted the quarterback. And Daddy Simpson probably wants him along just to raise the stock of his daughter, who we haven't heard much about lately.
Well, Ashley Simpson and Pete Wentz, the least interesting celebrity couple of these days, got married on Saturday, just as we heard they would.
I'd do her.
They did that at Ashley's parents' house in Los
Angeles.
You're
not an Ashley Simpson guy?
I don't
guy?
Like either of those Simpson girls.
Oh, I'd bang her.
I'd bang Pete Wentz before I banged her.
Ah, Pete Wentz. Hold on. Let's take a phone call
All
here.
Right.
Let's go to Larry in White Plains, Maryland. Larry, what can we do for you?
Hey, Mike, what I read online today was that Mel's getting all the credit, but it's actually his wife set the whole thing up.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Mike.
For some reason, that just bums me out.
Three-way.
So, like, he's pee-whipped, and his wife's saying, oh, you ought to help that poor girl out, because the wife is reading the tabloids down in Australia.
Three-way.
Yeah,
exactly.
Three-way. All right. Well, you know, you just took you took my lipstick away.
Oh, Mike's lipstick.
I'm not an excited dog.
You know who else wore lipstick?
Who's that?
Cesar Romero.
Cesar Romero. If I had her on my jet, that little minx. You know what I do?
Yeah, I do. When did you have a jet?
I had a jet. I had a prop plane.
Who
made,
are you?
Made of wood.
Wooden canvas?
Wooden canvas. And it was stocked with Craftmatic adjustable beds.
Who are you?
I'm Cesar Romero for the Trans-Pacific flights. That's what I would do. Cesar Romero, my wooden and canvas plane. Yes, I'd get out there with my leather helmet and my goggles, and I'd spin the prop, get her started, and off we would go.
And you are?
I'm Cesar Romero. Thank you for asking. Tell us about those Simpson whores.
Let's see. Us Weekly says Joe Simpson had been begging Tony Romo to show up, even though he and Jessica had broken up.
I love his place for ribs.
Tony Romo's. For ribs.
Yes, Tony Romo's a lovely place for ribs. I enjoy spare ribs.
Do you?
Yes.
Many do.
Baby backs?
Baby backs or spare ribs.
Short?
Short beef, braised ribs, also bucco. And I like a lovely biscuit right before the show.
Just one question.
Yes, go ahead.
Who are you?
I'm Cesar Romero.
Kate Hudson is dating Lance Armstrong. She has apparently moved on after her breakup with Owen Wilson.
Lance Armstrong might fit into that same category as Tony Romo and John Mayer.
It appears so, doesn't it?
But then wouldn't we all if we could?
Yeah, let me see. Cheryl Crow has always had, before she got super fit when she was with Lance Armstrong,
uh-huh.
I thought she had a weird looking body. I thought she had a strange ass.
I think something about her is really attractive.
Cheryl Crow?
Yeah, I mean, lousy breast, weird ass, but she's just attractive.
Well, I like her singing voice.
I do, too.
Because I'm an old queen, just
like Tuesday
Night
Social Club.
It's delightful.
Well, they spent this last weekend together in Austin, Texas. They were seen out together at a few different places, including dinner with...
Were they tongue-kissing?
No, actually, they were at dinner with a large group of people that included...
Poppycock. Their tongues must have been intertwined.
I'm sure they used the very favorite word of all those gossip list sheets. They were canoodling.
They were canoodling in the corner. You know what? We canoodled in my day. I remember a three-way canoodle that I had with Desi Arnaz and Ilya Kazan.
Who are you?
I'm Cesar Romero. Would you like to buy a bed?
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Lance's kids were there, so I doubt there was a lot of canoodling.
Oh, you know what, Lance? Keep the kids out of that. Really, as a divorced guy, really. I mean, that's the kids in one area, the whole canoodling, and until you establish yourself with somebody.
And here's the kicker for Owen Wilson. Apparently, they got together, Kate and Lance Armstrong got together while she was still seeing Owen Wilson. That's how they met.
That's nice.
I wouldn't see Owen Wilson. He's a drug addict.
He's a suicidal drug addict.
That's right. No time for him. Hollywood's a lovely place of fantasy and fun. There's no room for suicidal behavior.
Anyone you know ever commit suicide back in the golden years?
Well, are you talking about on the stage? I remember William Frawley. He bombed a few times in his day. He was terrible. Ray Bolger, he had a few stiff audiences as well.
Who are you?
I'm Cesar Romero.
Thank you.
An online gambling site gives David Cook 74% odds of
winning. God, Buzz, we need to break for commercials. What are you doing?
I'm telling you that David Cook is the 74% favorite to win American Idol.
That's very exciting.
And that wraps it up for me. Coming up in the final, Buzz, the U.S. surrenders to Mexico.
Ah.
I'm Buzz Burbank of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you so much, Buzz Burbank. We're going to talk horse racing coming up. That's right. Big Brown. We could have a triple crown winner. I'm not talking about that, Rob.
Different crown.
I didn't know.
We'll talk with the trainer, a Preakness winner, and maybe triple crown winner, Big Brown. I'm excited about that.
And who are you?
I am Cesar Romero.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.